The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us in studio today for our restaurant of the week. Our restaurant of the week, by the way, is Rocha, and his name is Aaron Holt. And he is the executive chef there, the guy that puts all the meals on the plate. We're going to talk to him about our restaurant of the week, Rocha. Aaron, welcome.
Well, thank you for having
me. Nice to have you. Off mic, I asked you how long you'd been with Rocha, and you said since the beginning.
Yes.
And how long is that?
We opened late 2014, but I got on salary there with the owners about 6 months before we opened up. Just to write the menu, do all that stuff.
So, wow.
Yeah. So just that's about 3 years, 3.5 years.
That's kind of an anomaly, isn't it, in your business?
Yeah, sometimes. They have called it the honeymoon period. The first 6 months to a year, everyone wants to try the new spot. Well, if you don't nail it that first time, right, they're not coming back.
So yeah.
Looks like we've nailed it a few times and people are coming back.
So I would imagine. Good. So how fickle of a dining community is Des Moines?
Des Moines, you know, honestly, it's pretty great. I would say 5-6 years ago, I couldn't give pork belly away, and now it's one of my best-selling items.
Pork belly?
Pork belly, yeah. People just love pork belly nowadays.
Well, it's Iowa, man.
More foodies, I've noticed, just every day. There's more and more foodies coming into Des Moines, and the food scene is just growing huge.
That is the voice of Aaron Holt. He's the chef at Rocha. Let's talk a little bit about the restaurant before we get too far into the weeds on food, and because I want to do that as well.
Yeah.
Where is it, and what is it?
Yeah, it's actually Rocha stands for Restaurant on Court Avenue. It's an acronym for Restaurant on Court Avenue. We're at 208 Court Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old historic building. It's a 168-year-old building. We exposed all the 168-year-old brick.
Nice.
We have a bunch of photos from the Des Moines Historical Society inside the restaurant that shows the building back in 1860, 1912. Kind of a really cool homage to the way Des Moines used to be back 160 years ago.
Yeah, across the street from you was a – Court Avenue Brewery. Is that was a
it's just about a kitty corner from us.
Yeah. That was a saddlery at one time in the 1800s.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And then a hat company, all kinds of things. So all of those buildings on Court Avenue had a prior life before being
redone.
Entertainment district.
Yeah, redone and kind of rebuilt up. I guess.
If you were to describe the interior of Rocha, what would that be like?
Well, I mean, it's when I first bring people in, my family and friends, they get this kind of Chicago 1920s feel, this prohibition kind of speakeasy feel to it. There's a lot of brick. There's a lot of wood. We've got a lot of just cool things from the 1800s. We've got a really old English telephone booth that we've turned into a wine holder. Got some of the old doors from hundreds of years ago that we've refurbished and put in front of our bar. Some of the stained glass goes in front of the bar, and we're just trying to do as much of the old school brought new.
Sure. So. And does your food complement that?
It does. When I first wrote the menu, it was a lot of these things that you would find in the 1930s, 1940s.
Really?
We had a dish called Oysters Rockefeller.
So Rockefeller, Rockefeller, right.
That was a good, fun dish. But a lot of those things that they used to eat back then, we kind of put a little twist on and do it a little new.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a little fun. So.
Yeah, and your background?
My background is I have been cooking since as long as I can remember. My mom cooking with my mother, and then going through college at Iowa State. I was working in restaurants. I didn't really realize I wanted to be a chef, and then all of a sudden somebody gave me the shot at 21 and said, "Do you want to run the kitchen?" I said, "Sure." Ever since then, I've been an executive chef at somewhere.
Very nice.
About 14 years of that.
This is one of the reasons we do Restaurant of the Week here on the Business News Hour is to get the backstory of some of these restaurants and things that maybe people don't know about their favorite restaurant or soon to be their favorite restaurant. What kinds of things go on at Rocha that maybe folks might not know about that enhances their experience?
A lot of fun happens at Rocha. I mean, you'll notice the serving staff and the back of house staff, they're genuinely having fun. When they're serving you, there are smiles on their faces and everyone there is having fun. It's not really like work. We're one big happy family working together. I think that's the main thing is when you come in there, that energy and that fun kind of rubs off onto the guest, and the guest then has more fun.
And that can be a really stressful job in the food service industry, in the back of the house and the front of the house.
It's just the repetitive day-to-day doing the same thing over and over. But we've got a great professional staff that just really knocks it out of the park for us.
You know, one of the things we're talking with Aaron Holt, ladies and gentlemen, from Rocha, one of the things that we've learned through this experience of Restaurant of the Week is how important that serving staff is to the success of the restaurant. Can you speak to that?
It is huge. They're the face of your restaurant. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you've got the best food in town. If you don't have somebody that can sell it for you, it's not going to go anywhere.
Key word was sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's exactly. Explain that for just a second.
So we will have – before a server can go live, they can take tables by themselves. They have to eat everything on our menu. They have to know how things are prepared. They have to know what's in things, certain allergies. There's a long, hard, intensive – training process to be a server at Rocha. And I think that just makes all the difference in the world.
Well, it does, because they know what's going on.
Exactly.
And they don't have to guess, look at notes, so they actually understand. And that is so incredibly important. When it comes to staffing, and we hear from lots of restaurants, you say, that's
it's
our number one issue.
It is It really is.
But could you speak to the fact of roughly, we don't want to give away any secrets, but roughly, this is a pretty good living people can make as a server in this town.
Yeah.
Whereabouts, you think?
Whereabouts?
Money-wise.
Anywhere from $40,000 to $75,000 a year, some of these servers can
And pull working in. Very few hours.
Yeah. Some of these shifts will, 3 or 4 hour shift, and they'll pull in $400 or $500. So on a busy night. That's
busy
not every night,
night
but on a busy night, yeah. Easily pulling $400 or $500 cash.
And what qualities does somebody have to be an exceptional front-of-the-house server?
You've got to have multiple qualities. You've got to be multitask. You have to be able to multitask beyond belief. You have to have person skills, people skills. I mean, that's huge with it. You have to be able to have rapport with the customer. You have to have knowledge of high-end wines, high-end food, high-end alcohol, since we are a bar. But yeah, there's lots of knowledge to be.
Well, there certainly is, and good serving staff are worth their weight in gold.
They really are, and they can
turn a business very quickly. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Aaron Holt, ladies and gentlemen. He's the executive chef at Rocha on Court Avenue. Let's talk about the food for just a second. Where do you get your inspiration other than taking a look at old recipes from the 1930s?
Yep. Iowa. Just what does Iowa have to offer? So we've got a lot of Iowa beef, a lot of Iowa pork. We get everything that we can produce-wise from Iowa. So we've got the farmer's market, right in front of me. So every Saturday I'm out there picking different things. I actually have a farm in Story City, Iowa. It's where my mother grew up. It's my grandmother's farm. She's passed away recently and handed the farm kind of down to our family. And so I've started growing Rocha vegetables and Rocha fruit out at this farm. So
Neat.
We're trying to establish a Rocha farm-to-table. It's really hard to do because
sure
you need to be able to have a ton of onions and a ton of carrots, those things you use a lot of. But we're slowly starting to build that up. So here in a few years, hopefully we'll have
Rocha
a lot
farm
more
to table.
Farm to table.
How fun is that?
Fun, yeah.
How many acres do you think you're going to have to put into production to be able to do this?
I've got 56, and it looks like we're going to grab about 23 or 24 of those acres and slowly
That's
build that up.
That's a big garden.
It's a big garden, yes. We'll have to get a staff out there.
I was
going to
say,
that.
Who's going to work that program?
Yeah, I've got some family that's willing to get involved.
Nice.
So.
Well, the nice thing about this is that when you say it's farm to table, it really is, and you know what farm it came from.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know how it's grown.
Yeah, all organically as much as we can. So.
Yeah, and that's the other question I was going to ask you relative to fruits and vegetables and things like that. We talk about nutrient-dense products and nutrient-dense foods. There really is a difference, isn't there, between commercially grown stuff? And
there really is. They tend to use more herbicides, pesticides, and just the more you ingest foods that have been treated with that stuff, the more it's collected in your body. So we try to, as much as we can, use all organic, all free-range chicken, cage-free eggs, hormone-free beef and pork. It just really makes a difference. You're not putting all that stuff into your body.
And the other thing about taste, I'm told that taste differs.
It really does, 100%. When you have something that's grown in maybe a greenhouse or grown in huge, huge, large scales, maybe not having as much sun on it, you do taste that difference. It's kind of like when you go to the market and you have a tomato in December, and then you have a tomato this
From
time
the
of
vine.
Year. Oh my gosh, it's a complete, you can taste the sunshine. You really can.
So then I suspect that Rocca does seasonal menus.
Yes, yep. I try to change the menu every season. We usually change around 4 or 5 times a year, keeping those staples, the ones that everyone comes in for, the top half of your product mix, but then changing some of those seasonal items every quarter.
You mentioned having to have knowledge of wines and also various cocktails. How much of the business is that? When you take a look at this, how important is it to know what you're doing in that area?
It's huge. We do about half of our sales in food, half of our sales in alcohol. So you really need to know, you know, what's the food selling, what's helping sell more alcohol, what's helping
what
selling
to pair
food,
with
what
to
pair with what. Exactly. We do a lot of wine dinners, too. So once a month, we'll do a pre-fee menu that's got wine pairings with, you know, 4 or 5 courses of food.
Are there popular drinks that are out there now in the world that you guys say, okay, we're going to start doing this?
Yeah.
Or are you making up your own?
We're trying to make up our own. Yeah. That's a big thing. Right now, our number one selling cocktail is an old-fashioned. It's called the Smoking Gun, but it's an old-fashioned that we sweeten with maple syrup and a little Angostura bitters, bullet bourbon, a little orange, and then we smoke it inside of a bullet bourbon bottle. We take what's called a smoking gun, and we actually infuse hickory smoke inside the bottle. We cork it, and it comes to your table
in the bottle
with the smoke, and it's an old-fashioned.
Get out of here.
You pull off the cork, and it smokes, and you pour it over this craft ice, which kind of sounds funny, but this nice big chunk of crystal clear ice. We actually get a 300-pound block of sculpture ice in every week. We use a chainsaw. We break it down into 2 by 2-inch cubes, so you get this crystal clear piece of ice in your glass. And it's the little things like that. It sounds kind of a little bit ridiculous.
The little things like that.
But it makes such a great cocktail.
Well, and not only that, what a talking point.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, have you had the smoking cocktail or the glass?
We have TVs that we actually show the video of us breaking it down in our prep area up on our little screens of different local artists and food and this couple videos of us making things.
Interesting. Okay, so you brought up the idea of TVs and things like that. Not a sports bar.
Not a sports bar. We don't play any sports. We play a lot of black and white movies. So really? Charlie Chaplin, you'll see a lot of, Gone with the Wind. A lot of these old black and white, no sound. And then also we do a rotating artwork. So we'll have local artists that will give us their artwork, and we'll just rotate, 15 seconds on certain artists that we feature.
If you were to identify your prime demographic, the people that come back time and time and time again, what would that be?
I would say it was young professionals, the guys and girls getting off work and coming in for happy hour. We also get a ton of bachelorette parties. We had an episode of The Bachelor was filmed at our restaurant when we first opened, when Chris Soules was the bachelor there. So that really put us on the map. So all of a sudden now we're the bachelor and bachelorette spot.
Oh, that's got to be tough to do.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
I would imagine it would be. His name is Aaron Holt, ladies and gentlemen. Fun conversation about Rocca. If you've not been, you need to do. It's in the 200 block of Court Avenue downtown. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the food, the seasonal quality of the food, the cocktails. Let's talk a little bit about wine. One of the things that many restaurants pride themselves in is being able to find and pick and then have wine that maybe other people don't necessarily have.
Yeah, definitely. The key with that is having a good wine person on staff. His name's Kevin Adams. He is by far, I think, one of the best in the wine business. He's also our general manager, but he's the one that kind of picks all of our wines. The other thing is having multiple providers. So not just sticking with one of the main providers, using 3 or 4 or 5 of them because they all have different wines. And that way you can grab different things from each one, more eclectic items. So.
Fascinating conversation.
It's a lot of work.
I don't think, that's one of the things I think many diners, they don't necessarily know or experience. That's what we're trying to do with this segment is to allow people to get the backstory. Okay, so what all goes in to that dish that gets put on your plate before it gets to you as well? Yeah. Let's talk about the back office, if you will, the back room of Rocca. How many folks are cooking at any one time? And what happened to you with your knee?
At any one time, there is only about three people on the line. So
that's it?
We have a tiny little kitchen. Most of our work is done during prep. We prep everything very intensively. It's called a la minute cooking. It's cooking to the minute. So we cook everything, prep everything really intensive, and then at night, it's just firing things. So the crab croquettes are already breaded. They're already made. We just drop them into the fryer. Little things like that. Shrimp's already skewered onto a skewer. We just grill it then to order.
And one of the things about that, though, I would imagine your costs may go up if you don't sell the stuff.
Yep, it does. We're prepping things every day. So we try to get through. We have par numbers to get us through each day.
Right.
So the next day we have, maybe only four or five things that need to be prepped, but
And that's every day. And good on you, because one of the things that longevity breeds is familiarity with the crowd and the pulse, if you will. There's a certain pulse, Mondays or Tuesdays or Thursdays are different than Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hours?
Hours, we're open 7 nights a week, 3 o'clock till about 11 or 12. And then on Sunday, we're open from 4 to 9. It's a little shorter shift on Sunday. Pretty much 3 o'clock every day.
Do you have a life?
I do. In fact, I've got such a great sous chef. I've got an AM sous chef and a PM sous chef that really help take care of things.
Of course.
As you can see, I recently had knee surgery. Being a chef for 20 years, I had a bunch of cartilage removed from my knee.
Yeah.
But I put trust in my sous chefs, and the whole time I was gone, there was no problems.
No problem.
So having a great staff is key.
It truly is. His name is Aaron Holt. Our restaurant of the week is Rocca on Court Avenue. Got to come down and see this.
Perfect.
I got to check the ice cube, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll get you a smoking gun on the house.
Oh, there we go. That's all I need is a smoking gun on the house. Thank you so much, Aaron, for doing this.
Thank you.
And thanks to our friends at the Iowa Restaurant Association for hooking us up.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate that. All right, we've got to step aside, see what happened today on Wall Street. It is the stocks, kids. Time to take a look at what happened there. And then we've got more with Jeff Pitts from CityView. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. It's next on the NewsHour. Real tough cooking with